You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will meet state and territory leaders for an emergency national cabinet meeting on Tuesday amid rising COVID-19 cases across the country. National cabinet will discuss the rising number of Omicron cases and the issue of state borders. The emergency meeting was unscheduled as it was not due to meet again until February. Mr. Morrison says it's an informal meeting.
I have convened that, and the purpose of it was just simply to give everybody an update on the most recent information that we have and to share the information that the states and territories have. It is more of an informal meeting that we're having, as I indicated to the premiers and chief ministers last night and today, and looking forward to catch up. I mean, it's not unusual that we would be meeting a little bit more regularly with Omicron being where it is. When we last met, we made some decisions, and it's a good opportunity to update on all of that before Christmas.
Encouraged by high vaccine numbers, Mr. Morrison says the plan is to stay open safely in order for the economy to continue to grow after months of shutdowns.
What's very important, and we did this when we worked through the national plan, and under the national plan, we are now at a more than 90% double dose vaccination rate. And it is important that we do what we've always sought to do, and that is to save lives and livelihoods, protect lives and livelihoods. We want to stay safe, but we also want to stay safely open so our economy can continue to grow and people can get into jobs and they can restore their incomes and they can move forward with confidence with their lives.
New South Wales has recorded 2,501 new cases of COVID-19, with experts warning that unless restrictions are reapplied, daily cases could reach into the tens of thousands. Premier Dominic Perrottet appears reluctant to reintroduce mask mandates and other restrictions that were eased last week, saying it was time for personal responsibility.
Now, as I've said, from the outset, we will always tailor our response to the circumstances that are in front of us. When it comes to face masks, we recommend face masks in areas where you can't socially distance. It is the time of personal responsibility for our state. We are treating the people of our state like adults.
Health experts say without a return to some restrictions, cases will explode in January. University of New South Wales Professor of Epidemiology, John Calder, told the ABC the state government is not acting quickly enough to prevent a likely overload of hospital systems.
If we do let the numbers of cases grow into the tens of thousands, without doubt that's where they will go if we don't put some more restrictions in place. And when I'm talking about restrictions that are relatively straightforward. If they go into those numbers, and if the severity is of a scale that's even half that of Delta, then there'll be a really strong impact on the hospitals and their ability to provide care to people who need it.
Mr. Perrottet insists his government's response is appropriate.
We are taking a balanced and proportionate response that is completely focused on keeping people safe, whilst at the same time opening up our economy and ensuring that people are able to work, be in jobs and provide for their families. There will always be new variants of this virus. The pandemic is not going away. We need to learn to live alongside it. And I appreciate, as Premier, there is concern in the community.
New South Wales and Victoria both reported zero COVID deaths today. The last time that occurred was the 24th of August, which was 118 days ago. Overwhelming testing demand created long queues and forced several sites to shut as Victoria reported 1,302 new COVID-19 infections and no deaths. It's the first day the state has not reported a COVID-19 related death since the 16th of September. To Queensland, where Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerard says most of the 59 new COVID-19 infections there are the Omicron variant.
Omicron is clearly becoming dominant in Queensland. We've had 43 confirmed Omicron cases in Queensland so far, and of those tested yesterday, there were 13 Omicron cases and 8 Delta cases.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says Queenslanders should try to wear masks as much as possible when indoors, but did not move to mandate mask wearing.
We strongly recommend that you wear your mask in an indoor setting. So we're not mandating it, but I will be wearing my mask when I go in and out of cafes or restaurants, and when you're sitting there you can take your mask off. This is just an added precaution until we get to that 90% fully vaccinated.
Case tallies are expected to rise further as people take advantage of open borders across much of the country over Christmas. The Northern Territory has relaxed some border restrictions ahead of Christmas. The state has, however, extended its lockdown of Tennant Creek by at least another 48 hours.
There have been three cases of COVID-19 recorded in the Northern Territory since the last update. This takes the total number of cases to the Katherine cluster to 112. With the information received in the last few days, the decision has been made to extend the Tennant Creek lockdown until Wednesday, the 22nd of December, 5 p.m. I know this is not the news that the people of Tennant Creek wanted to hear.
Tasmania has also recorded three new coronavirus cases this morning, taking the island state's number of active cases to 10. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.